This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. continues offering high-level support to Israel, which is expected to launch a ground offensive into Gaza after last weekend's Hamas attacks. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In Tel Aviv,
we have your back.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin visited with his Israeli counterpart and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu,
Zot rak ha-tchala,
who says this is just the beginning.
Anachnu nechasel et ha-Hamas,
and Israel will destroy Hamas.
What Israel is doing is not retaliation. What Israel is doing is defending the lives of its people.
On a Mideast swing, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. is talking with Israel about doing everything possible to avoid civilian casualties, with a Gaza offensive expected to worsen a humanitarian crisis.
The overwhelming majority of Palestinians had nothing to do with Hamas.
But President Biden's making clear the U.S. stands with Israel against Hamas, which he calls pure evil.
They make Al-Qaeda look pure.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Police in New York, Los Angeles, and other U.S. cities have increased patrols. Authorities put up fencing around the U.S. Capitol, and some schools closed amid fears of violence inspired by the Israel-Hamas war. But law enforcement officials stressed Friday there were no credible threats in the U.S. A former Hamas leader's call for a day of rage put Jewish communities on edge and sparked heightened security around houses of worship, schools, and cultural institutions. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed in a nationally televised address to destroy Hamas as the army prepares for an expected ground invasion of the Gaza Strip. Palestinians began a mass exodus from northern Gaza Friday after Israel's military told some 1 million people to evacuate toward the southern part of the besieged territory. For additional stories,